Leo Terrell, DOJ will review all leads after left-wing pro-Hamas praise of DC attack. By Joshua Klein on May 27, 2025. Leo Terrell, senior counsel at the Department of Justice, pledged to review all leads after a left-wing pro-Hamas influencer praised the murder of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington, D.C., calling the attack an act of resistance. Terrell's post came in response to viral videos from Guy Christensen, a far-left Gen Z TikTok creator with millions of followers, who openly celebrated the deadly shooting during a private event. Christensen referred to the gunman, Elias Rodriguez, as a resistance fighter and claimed the victims were part of a genocide machine. In a since-deleted clip, Christensen said, "I do not condemn the elimination of the Zionist officials," and called on his viewers to support Elias's actions. In reply, Terrell posted on X, "We'll review all leads." Earlier, he urged Americans of all political backgrounds to stand united against escalating anti-Semitism, and called on the public to join the Trump administration in defending core American values. Terrell, appointed by President Donald Trump to lead the DOJ's task force to combat anti-Semitism, has warned that support for Hamas or efforts to intimidate Jewish Americans will trigger federal hate crime indictments. Supporting Hamas and trying to intimidate Jews will be met with legal consequences, he said. The killings occurred last Wednesday, when Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Milgram were shot by a man yelling "Free Palestine." The alleged shooter, Elias Rodriguez, was reportedly involved with the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, and the Black Lives Matter, BLM, movement. Authorities are treating it as a targeted act of terrorism motivated by anti-Semitic hatred. In the aftermath, far-left groups including Unity of Fields and the Bronx Anti-War Coalition praised the shooting and shared the gunman's manifesto. One zine, titled "Escalate for Gaza, Bring the War Home," featured militant imagery and calls for domestic armed resistance. President Trump condemned the attack, stating, "Hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA. These anti-Semitic killings must end, now." Lischinsky, a Christian diplomat in the Israeli embassy's political department, had spoken highly of President Trump's leadership. He called the 2025 inauguration one of the greatest political comebacks in history and described it as a profound privilege to witness it in person. Milgram, a Kansas City native and outspoken advocate for Israel, dedicated her life to education and interfaith dialogue. On Tuesday, Terrell emphasized his alignment with the administration's mission, writing, "President Trump and I are working in Washington to make America great again." Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.